Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is a consuming fire. He's a loving Father, but a consuming Father. Now, a consuming fire not to destroy us, right? But to purify us. So, don't be afraid when you hear God, consuming fire. Not that kind of afraid, technically. But of course, you know you have to fear the Lord because it's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity like this to come together at your feet to learn from you. Lord, we appreciate you because we know you are with us. We thank you for your word that is with us. We appreciate you, Father. We bless your holy name. Holy Spirit, we ask that you speak to us today in the name of Jesus. Lord, you sanctify every one of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate my Father and the Lord for this opportunity to bring the word to us this morning. And every of our elders in the house, I greet you all with the message of God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of us are used to this phrase? He who knows the way knows book. Okay, say it in Yoruba in your mind. Hallelujah. And the man more way, no more way, Abby. So if you know your way, okay. All right. This morning, I'll be talking about knowledge. Hallelujah. I think I should stay here before this fan embarrass me. Amen. All right, I'll be speaking about knowledge, and this year we're looking at the power of the kingdom. And while I was just going through doing my own personal study, I discovered that many times we seem to know these things, but in depth we do not know. And the scripture makes us realize it. My people perish. Hosea prophesied, my people perish because they lack knowledge. And they rejected knowledge. And so God said he will reject them. They are his people, remember, not unbelievers. Amen. So we can be a people of God and yet we are not walking according to knowledge. And we're just running our own thing. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Proverbs 22 will be taken from 17 to 21. Bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I may make thee know the certainty of thy of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sent unto thee. Hallelujah. This scripture is telling us, apply your heart to my knowledge. Pastor was teaching us yesterday. He said, many of us, we try to divide our lives into secular and spiritual. What do I mean? When we come to church, we do Bible. But when we get to school, you leave Bible in church and you do just school. No. Apply your heart to my knowledge. Even in your class, the course you study, there is a way it's connected to the knowledge of God. Everything breathes out from the Father. Everything. 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 So you're studying mathematics, you're studying whatsoever, you're studying zoology, agriculture. He made it all. Everything. So you want to be the best in whatsoever you do, apply thy heart to his knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just look at how knowledge works. Let's take a look at knowledge and see how knowledge operates. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. We want to look at the life of Adam, the first man, Adam and Eve. And let's see how knowledge played out in the whole of this scenario. Amen. It says, from verse 1 to 7. Okay. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Next. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Next verse. Okay. Verse 5, please. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. Can you see? Knowledge. Wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now the last verse there. And the eyes of them both were opened, that they were, and they knew that they were naked. Now, in creation, we discovered that they actually had nothing. The scripture here did not tell us that they were covered initially. They were naked and they were not ashamed. That's what the scripture said. It said, but now their eyes were opened and they knew. So how did they know what nakedness means? How did they know? How did they come to discover that I am naked? That's one knowledge. How did they know? And I said, the eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig tree together and made themselves apron. How did they know how to make aprons to cover? We can see how powerful knowledge is. We see how knowledge can influence your decision making in life. Amen. Knowledge can influences decision, either good or evil. So we see what knowledge did to them here. They knew they were naked. Immediately they knew what to do. Immediately they knew they had to sow a fig tree to cover themselves. They went hiding. How did they know all those things? We've seen examples. Dad made examples of little babies as they grow up. You just discover that they tell some small, small lies. How did they learn how to lie? How did they learn how to dodge and avoid things? Who taught them? So, here we carry so much, and knowledge comes from information many times. We carry so much information in our mind that we are not actually paying attention to But they drive the course of our lives without knowing. We just take decisions without paying attention. That is one thing about knowledge. I want us to look at the life of Daniel, and let's see what another part of knowledge, what he did. Daniel chapter 9. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we following? Are we learning something? Is the Lord speaking to us this morning? Hallelujah. Daniel 9. Oh, sorry. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. Okay. Verse 1 to 3. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books, the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation. Please, can we just paint a scenario? Just try to imagine if Daniel didn't know about that book. We know how the story progressed. He began to sought the Lord and began to pray for their deliverance. So imagine he didn't know that book. He had no idea about what was written in that book. Knowledge. Amen. So we see knowledge influences decision. Immediately you know something, there's a mechanism in you that just begin to operate by that knowledge. Immediately. Unconsciously. Except you begin to renew your mind. Except it is by the word of God. And that is why we must continually renew our mind and purge out informations that are not supposed to be there. Because you will make decisions based on the knowledge you have. And it can drive you way out. Hallelujah. In Timothy, Romans 10, it said that they had zeal, but not according to knowledge. They had zeal, but not according to knowledge. That means they didn't know what they should know. They didn't have what they should have inside. But they had zeal. They were running, I don't know what they were preaching anyway, but obviously we knew that they were not preaching the gospel. But they had no knowledge. They had no idea what they were talking about. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Meaning, they've not come to know God. They haven't come to know the truth. They haven't come to know his person. They've not sought after the knowledge of Christ himself. Can we look at verse 3 and 4? I think verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. They had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Being ignorant of God's righteousness. Ignorance is a disease. It can destroy you. When a group of people and then you know no jack, know nothing about it. When everybody's taking actions, they are doing things, but you are just acting like you are normal. Or we do like we are okay, no problem. You are ignorant. You don't know what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, I want us to look at a scenario in Matthew 14:35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. They had knowledge that there is something going on, and they moved straight. Influences decision. It prompts your decision. Once you know something, consciously, unconsciously, you just do something by that knowledge that you have. Many of us, we study different courses. I, as a graduate of urban regional planning, what I see around is just environment. When I just see things there, I just know this setting is not this. I don't think of anything aside that. As a farmer, when you see a land, all you just that just come into your mind is, what can you grow here? As an engineer, what comes into your mind is, how can I make this thing into something? Knowledge operating inside of you. You don't know, but that is how you think. You see everything over and over by the knowledge you have. Even when you want to deal with a matter, you deal with that matter by, if you're a mechanical engineer, you want to solve it mechanically. If you're a farmer, you want to solve it like an agriculturist. Any problem at all. Any problem at all. They bring a situation before you like this. What you've built knowledge over is what will immediately drive your decision. Immediately. You just... Amen. Now, why am I giving all the scenarios? To see how powerful, our knowledge influences our decision in every sphere of our life, every area. Whatever you carry inside matters. And so we have to pay attention to the knowledge you acquire. Amen? You have to pay attention to the knowledge you acquire. Hallelujah. I want us to take a look at 2 Peter. Now, Timothy said something. He said, study to show thyself approved. A workman, that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you don't study, you don't research, you don't make your findings, you don't do your due diligence, you cannot divide the word of truth rightly. Meaning, you can't take a right decision. Now remember, we are not separating our life here. We don't have church life where we just here we do Bible, but in school. No, even in school, Bible matters. Amen? Even in school, the course you're studying, everything has its basis here. None cannot be found. There is none that you won't find here. You will always trace it back here. So the word of God, the knowledge of God should be a foundation of whatever knowledge you're acquiring. If the knowledge of God negates that, then don't take it. Amen. You cannot take anything that is standing against the knowledge of God. You should shut it down. The enemy cheats us many times because we don't pay attention or we don't know. And the enemy can really, really take bad advantage. That is an advantage to him, but you know, to us, it's a very bad one. Can take a very terrible advantage against you if you don't pay attention. And if you don't know the finished work of Christ for your life. Okay, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Simon Peter, a servant, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. We're right here on earth, we're living. All things that you need to live this earth, he has given. And godliness, to live according to his standard. Through the knowledge of him. So if you remove the equation of knowledge of him, you have no power or anything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen? I will follow him, please. Amen. So when you take away the knowledge, if you don't know him, you cannot assess the things that God has given for you to walk on this earth. Amen. He said, according through the knowledge of him that had called us unto glory and virtue. Verse 4. whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And beside this, okay. Now there's a place where Apostle Paul went and said, that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. He said, knowledge puffs up, right? Knowledge puffs up. Knowledge puffs up. That's the truth. If you sabi de, like daddy will say, sabi de, agbari, we know what to do. We just, I know what to do. But here now he's saying, hallelujah. Please, can we go back to 2 Peter? He said, knowledge puffs up. But now, in 2 Peter, we'll see it, verse 5 now. He said, and beside this, giving all diligence, hard work, add to your faith, virtue, to your virtue, knowledge, and then to your knowledge, what is it? What's the meaning of temperance? Self-control. Calm down. What you know, relax. Before you jump, because I know, relax. Hallelujah. Temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Next. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Next. For if these things be in you and abound, not just be in you, but abound, like abound, filled up in your heart, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Heart to your knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and all. For if these things be in you and abound, you will not be barren. You'll be fruitful. And so, every one of us, just like we learned today, as brothers and sisters, we can begin to bear fruit in every area. When they see you from afar, they can tell that this is a Christian. Like we learned yesterday, this is a Christian, Christ-like, because you will bear the fruit. You will bear the fruit if these things are there. Knowledge. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The scripture made us realize that he has given us the power to trample upon scorpions and serpents, and they shall by no means harm us. We read that scripture, but we don't digest it to know. To know that yes, my default position, this is who I am. I know who I am. I have power. When you face that confrontation, what comes to your mind? What influences your decision? Is it by the knowledge of God or by the superstitious belief that, oh, this is what is happening to you. Oh, this is that. No, you have the power to cast down such imaginations. Cast down such imaginations. I had some experience some time ago. I kept having this experience over and over and over and over and over. And one day I was fed up. I was tired. I was angry in my spirit. Maybe throughout that day I was angry. Why this thing over and over again? And I shared with Pastor D and just gave me a scripture. And that ends it. Knowledge. Kai. That deliverance was superb. Telling you. I have been praying. Yes, I have been praying. But he opened the scripture to me and that thing just opened up and I'm like, what? And this guy has been dealing with this stuff. Ah, no. I was so mad. Not like that. I knew that, no, this is the last time. And to the glory of God, I think I had that experience once. Since then, done. It went up there. Yeah, you're done. You're gone. Knowledge. The enemy should not come and oppress you for any reason. Go and deal with it. get to the root of the matter. Don't take anything for levity. Things are happening in your home. Things are happening in your family. Somebody sick at a particular age. Somebody feels like this at a particular point in time. Seek knowledge. Seek the Lord. Find out what exactly is wrong here. This should not happen. Why? Because we are the sons of God. Why should this be happening to me? Ask Apostle Paul. He had an infirmity and he saw the Lord 3 times. God needed to tell him that my grace is sufficient for him before he now agreed. Okay. So don't assume it is God that is It is God that is dealing with me. It's not true. Now the time will find out. Amen. Find out. Don't assume it is God dealing with me. This is going through a phase. You know, sometimes some of us face a financial situation. Some of us, at a period of time, just where people are just falling sick around you. And you think, it's not all that is God, though. Some people somewhere might just be doing something. There might be covenants that you need to break. Knowledge. Just find out what exactly. And when I discover that thing, I just know that, oh my, this is the end of it. But because I was blind to that information, of course I was suspecting, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't want to agree that it's that one, Jerry. I just overlooked it. God was dealing with me until I had to now face it squarely. I said, okay, now combat one-on-one. This ends here now. And that's all. Amen. So we can't exercise the power of the kingdom if we don't seek knowledge. If we don't know him, if we don't seek the Lord, if we don't find out to know, if you don't find out to know what exactly, what should I do, how should I do it, where is this problem coming from, who is behind it, what is behind it, what am I doing wrong, what am I not getting right, find out. Don't just take anything. I personally have cultivated an habit. If I discover something unusual around me, even though it's physical, I don't take it physical. I just no. This is not normal. This is not supposed to be here. This has not been here before. How did it get here? If it is a physical person that dropped it here, good, no problem. We will solve it here. Yes. You shouldn't just wake up from your house and then you open your door and then you just discover something strange and something that's not supposed to be there normally. And you just look and I walked away. Ignorant. What am I saying? I'm not saying you should be suspicious of everything. That's not what I'm saying. But when you notice things unusual around you, find out. Be inquisitive about it. Just know. Okay, no. Is this by the Spirit of God, not by doing some things. But yes, I also want us to relate these things with every areas of our lives. We have relationship, academics, businesses, and everything and all. The knowledge of God is important. We can't make decisions without that knowledge. It drives every other knowledge. The knowledge of Christ drives every other knowledge. It drives it. So if you say the gift of the Spirit, for example, you have discernment of spirits, you have the power, the gift of healing, the gift of faith, and everything. You still have to seek knowledge on how to exercise those gifts. Let the gifts just be inside of you. And you don't know. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And you're just living like that. Go and find out. How did I do it right the other time? What am I doing now that I'm not getting right? When Jesus Christ met the insane man, the guy did not first go out the initial time until he asked his name. What does his name have to do with casting him out? He could have just gone there and said, "You spirit of sanity, get out." But he needed to ask his name. Knowledge. What are you dealing with? Find out. okay, this is the real you. All right, no problem. Get out. Hallelujah. Knowledge. What I'm doing today is trying to give us how knowledge actually takes a whole large sphere of our lives. Your decision making, how you do things, how you relate with one another. Do you know that the moment you have a knowledge about someone, you begin to see that person in that light? How many of you know that? When you know, you just know that, this person, he used to be that, you know? You almost want to be like, let me be careful of how I relate with this person. You know, this person was this, you know, this person was that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so I wrote here to the students, I just want to give a word that as students, we must learn to research and get information as regarding any matter. Any matter. Know something about everything and know everything about something. There should be something that you know you are good at, you're a master in this area, and then every other thing, know something about it. Don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant. I know many of us don't know what is going on economically in the world. Some of us don't know what's going on politically in the world. We are just living our own. We see the way things are going on in Nigeria right now. And you'll be shocked to know that a lot of people have said it 5, 4, even before Buhari came into the picture. They said all these things. And then you wonder, where were you when they said it? I mean, I saw a prophecy and I'm like, ha, when did they say this thing? Okay, so now we are receiving some prophecies. What do we do? Because this thing came, but nobody were paying attention. Nobody was paying attention to them. They came to us. We didn't try to find out like Daniel did. He didn't seek the Lord to say, Father, what you said that time, the time has expired now. How far? What's going on? We are not seeing anything. But we just, what he saw, some of us receive prophecy, but we don't go out back to find out, what do I do with such prophecies? They've declared over your life, you will be so and so person, but you are not taking any effort to develop yourself towards that area. Please, get knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Many of us have dreams and revelations, but do not understand. Don't just let them slide. Seek understanding. Many times it's God bringing things to our awareness, and we have to make decisions with it. A lot of us, I believe, we all dream. Who doesn't dream here? But you know, the enemy almost shut down my dream, kind of, because sometimes I wake up, I don't remember, or I have nightmares. Why is it only the nightmares that I remember? I don't remember the dream. You know, I will wake up and I'll be like, I saw something. Somebody was saying this. I can't remember what they said. Man, I was like, no. What rubbish. I had to start studying about dreams, learning how to go about interpretation of dreams, what to do, how not to do. There are so many ways. Some of us, we sleep tired. And that's what causes our forgetfulness sometimes. We sleep tired, you wake up, and when you wake up immediately, you just jump up from the bed, bam, you do something else. It will be later in the evening, you now remember that, I had a dream in the evening, what did I see? When your mind is relaxed, that's when it now comes to your memory. But by that time, a lot of it has faded. You've forgotten some parts of the information. Amen. So these are ways through which God speaks to us many times. And we have to seek knowledge to understand. Lord, what are you saying? I saw this. What is the meaning of this? What's the meaning of that? If you can't interpret, look for someone that you know, you trust, you can share your information with. And if it's to pray together about it, some of us here have the gift of interpretations. Walk up to them. Tell them your experience. Don't just let it slide. Don't let things happen to you unaware. Don't allow it. Nothing happening right now is ordinary. Nothing. If the president comes up today and says something, it is not ordinary. A lot of things have gone under, and they are going to determine a lot of billions of people's future decision, knowledge. So find out, is this okay? Is this not okay? If it's not, cast it down. If it is, then find out, what do I do with this knowledge? How do I move? How do I press? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us look at Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. As I'll be rounding up, we're going to pray. But let's look at Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you don't fear the Lord, you definitely can't know the Lord. Definitely can't know the Lord. You can't. You can't. That's the first thing in knowing the Lord. But fools despise wisdom. The psalmist says that only a fool said in his heart, there is no God, because he has no knowledge. He has rejected the knowledge of God. And such people, God will reject them. He said, so people, he gave them up to a reprobate mind. Why? Because they rejected the knowledge of God. They rejected God in their knowledge. They rejected God in their knowledge. And God gave them up to a reprobate mind. That's what we see everywhere now. They just come up with anything and they do it, and they will say it's human rights. We can do whatever we like. We can do this. We can do that. Reprobate mind. They are mad, all of them. It is madness. Because I don't know. Maybe it's a part of the fruit, the problem from Adam. But because I could almost say, even Adam that ate the fruit, you know, do this one. Why is he us here? But it's getting bad by the day, getting worse every day by day. It's getting worse. So in the midst of it, we have to shine out by knowing the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture that I captioned, and I want us to pay attention to it. Mark chapter 16 verse 15. I want us to go and meditate upon that scripture properly. And he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Next verse, which is, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Except you are here and you don't believe, then maybe we will call you out. Get saved. Know the Lord. Come to the Lord. He's ready to save you. He's ready to take you in. Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall. It's not an option. They will cast out devils. So, and I remember there was a time Pastor Bola was preaching about casting out devils. Cast it out. At least do something. And stay there. You are a son. You believe this devil out. Don't take no for an answer. Don't just let it go. If at that moment it doesn't work, go back to the secret place and seek the Lord. Find out, why didn't that happen? You are serious about it. Don't just let things pass. At the pressure. And then we go home. We've prayed. Still find out why. If indeed you prayed fervently for a result and you don't get it, still go and ask the Lord. Why? You will always get your answers. The Lord will always give answers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, harm you. I say to you today, this is one thing that if you don't know anything before now, this one, know it. If you didn't know anything before now, this one, know it. You believe he has given you the power. Declare it and you will have. Nothing shall happen to you. So people fall sick around you, deal with the matter. Why? Because this is your right. Don't just let it alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Academically, anything, any area of your life, seek to know the Lord concerning any matter, any whatsoever, anything you can think of, anything you can think of. Seek the Lord about it. Hallelujah. I want us to pray from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Can we rise up? Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to be reading from verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that you may know. Lord, I want to know. And what is the exceeding power, back to 19, please. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us words, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, knowledge and power. You can't exercise power if you don't know. But now you know. And you need to start exercising it. Don't let anything just slide. I want you to begin to pray. The scriptures from verse 17 to 19. The spirit of wisdom and of revelation. I receive it in the name of Jesus. In your eyes, Lord, we receive. Father, bless us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. That we may know. That we may know. We want to come to the knowledge of you. We want to come to the knowledge of you. We want to come to the knowledge of you. Every areas of our life, we want your knowledge to be filled. In my marriage, in my work, in my business, in my relationship with friends and family, in my job, wherever I find myself, I want to know, Lord. I want to know. I want to know. You are in a position right now. What are you doing there? Father, I want to know. Open my eyes. I want to know. I want to know. Lord, you said so many things to me so many years. Lord, what is it about? I want to know.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.